All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that Stan McDonald, a law firm, the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, he's a partner there. He is a sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a minute. So we've learned, like I said, in recent days that the effort of the left to curtail our freedom of speech was even greater than we thought it was. It wasn't about telling us not to speak, always. Sometimes it was about telling us what we were allowed to speak. There's a difference. In the last few weeks, we've watched as DOGE has cut out the cancerous abuses of our fiscal policy, and one of those was USAID, which we now learn was a huge funder of these organizations that call themselves official fact-checkers. Fact-checkers that media relied on. Huh. Well, what do you do when the fact-checkers themselves are skewed? What do you believe when the truth is being bent? There's a song by singer-songwriter John Mayer in which one line talks about the media, and he says, quote, "When you own the information, you can bend it all you want." Well, that's apparently true. Facebook got called out on this very thing. Facebook was funding the fact-checkers. USAID was funding the fact-checkers. And suddenly COVID was the pandemic of the unvaccinated, Russia collusion was all the rage, and Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real. Yep, because when they own the information, they can bend it all they want. But the First Amendment right to freedom of speech is not just about speaking. It's also about not being censored. I mean, think about that. If you're told what to say, isn't that the same thing as being told not to speak? I listened to a podcast of a sermon not long ago. The pastor in the sermon was talking about having the confidence to stay the course. He talked about the fact that the enemy doesn't usually deal with issues that we stand on, right? The enemy doesn't usually confront the actual elements of our cause. Instead, the enemy, more often than not, tries to defeat us by undermining our confidence, by making us question who we are, whether we are capable, whether our cause is just. It's a favorite trick to bend the truth to undermine confidence and to tell you over and over and over again that what you know is not what you really know. Think about it. It's a common tactic. Remember Tokyo Rose from World War II? Tokyo Rose. She was famous for broadcasting daily in a sultry female voice telling American GIs they would never prevail. Their cause was not just. And she didn't deal with things like military might or weapons capability or strategy. Tokyo Rose committed the ultimate act of psyops by trying to undermine truth. You know, oftentimes this kind of censorship starts with a question designed to cast doubt. Not a real question, mind you, but a question supposed to set you back on your confidence levels. Something simple but devious like, "Are you sure about that?" or "What gives you the right?" or "Who are you that you say that to me?" Those aren't fact-finding questions. Those are confidence-killing questions. Those are questions that question the actual truth of something. Those are the kinds of questions designed to steal the confidence of the other person. Well, here's my advice. Don't let them steal your confidence. We know that the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, right? And often enough, that thief is stealing our faith, our confidence, our ability to say what we say and then say it again. Recognize the attack for what it is. They ask, "Who are you that you say that to me?" You answer them back, "Well, I'm a freedom-loving, flag-waving, Bible-believing, First Amendment-protected dude who believes that you're wrong. Why do you ask?" But then, watch for the outright lies. Watch for the untruth. Watch for the actual effort to bend the facts and tell you that what you thought you knew was not really real. Because the left likes to call that disinformation. I call it a lie. The bottom line here is this. Opposition will come in the form of any attempt to undermine your confidence before it ever even confronts the validity of your actual cause. I'm saying see it for what it is. We've learned of late, by the way, that the Biden administration did everything that it could to bend reality. They even went so far, if you remember, to create the official Office of Disinformation with a left-wing nut job who kept that job for all of 4 months until the whole thing very publicly imploded. I mean, has there ever been a more egregious example of Big Brother government than Biden appointing Alejandro Mayorkas to be Secretary of Homeland Security, who then created the Office of Disinformation? I mean, think about that. It was the Department of Homeland Security, meaning that the Office of Disinformation was going to work on cleaning up what Americans think and say, not other countries. My friends, that's called censorship. The First Amendment right to freedom of speech, it was designed as the first part of the actual list of inherent rights, not privileges, not opportunities, not possibilities, but actual rights that we enjoy as citizens of the greatest country on the face of the earth. a list of liberties in those Bill of Rights that was not only well thought out and carefully worded, but it was also born of necessity and from the very experience of the Founding Fathers and the citizens of that time that were living in the new United States of America. The very First Amendment involved speech. It said, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. And the part I'm talking about today is abridging the freedom of speech. Abridging. What does that mean? It's not just telling you you can't speak. Sometimes abridging is telling you what you're allowed to speak. Look, there's a reason why this one was first. And truthfully, we could talk all day about each portion of that, the exercise of religion, the freedom of speech, the press, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to petition the government. They made a big stick when they wrote that First Amendment. And so much of what gave rise to the onset of the Revolutionary War, the Declaration of Independence, the establishment of our republic, much of that is packed into the very First Amendment at the front end of the Bill of Rights. But free speech is not just being told you can say something. Like I said, free speech also comes from not being censored by your government, not being canceled by your government, not being lied to by your government. As a private citizen, sure, I could stop you from telling lies in my house, but your government can't. And there are places right now in this world where those concepts that we call our First Amendment rights are alien, especially speech. We live with the actual right to speak, to worship, to assemble, to hear news, even to sue the government. But yes, there are limitations, and I get that. There are. I'm an attorney. I studied constitutional law. If your free speech is designed to incite violence or mayhem, no, that's not allowed. If the press chooses to willfully slander or defame you, well, there's means by which they can be held accountable. The government can step in and tell you you cannot paint your Antifa slogans on the statues downtown. Okay, you can't claim freedom of speech by destruction of property. If you gave a speech calling for the death or destruction of your political opponent, that would not be allowed to stand. If a city council tried to pass a law saying Christians can't run for local office because of their beliefs, that would not fly. But you can, even though when you're wrong on those things, the First Amendment gives you a right to your own day in court if you want to contest the fact that it's wrong. Like I said, these are not privileges, permissions, or entitlements. They're rights. And the very first one out the gate, the one that sets the stage for all else, the First Amendment says that we have the right to speak. And I got to tell you, I think we also dodged a bullet with the November election of Donald Trump and a Republican majority in the House and Senate, because the Biden administration was hell-bent on curtailing free speech. They were. They had a whole office being set up solely for the purpose of making sure that Americans didn't say anything, think anything, act on anything that the Office of Disinformation believed differently about. But you see, this is a free land. This is a nation of laws. And among all the laws of the land, the overarching authority is the U.S. Constitution. And when it was amended by the Founding Fathers, it was to enhance the original rights by clarifying them. And the very first one in line, was the right to have a say, to have a thought of your own, to have an expression of your belief, all without the government telling you otherwise. It's as if the Declaration of Independence was summarized in one amendment to the great Constitution. It's freedom. Do not take it for granted, and do not let them tell you what you're allowed to think. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.